Chroisim. They were Chroisim, right? Father-in-law's son is a Karev to you. But then, Vinitrachaku. Then what happened was, my Rukfa's wife died. So now that his wife died, her brothers are not a Karev to you anymore. Vinitrachaku. So Chura now, my Rukfa could be a dying for them. The story was like this. Have they also the Kaim Ladina? So now his two ex, brother-in-laws, came to him. Omaluhu, so he said to them, Tasun l'cholodina, I'm supposed to be a dying for you. Since we're my, so how mean it was, he meant to say, since we're my wife was alive, so you're her brother. I'm supposed to be a dying for you. Omaluhu, so he said back to my roof, no, my daitcha, what do you want to think of Yehuda? You want to hold like of Yehuda and our Mishnah? So let's say since she had children from her, your wife, so consider like your wife is still alive, and therefore her mishpacha is still called craving to you. So where it says Anan, we send Anan, my sila igra to my rova, we received a letter from my rova, from Marv, the ein halach Reb Yehuda, that we do not pass on like Reb Yehuda. So you marikva, your kosher to be a dayin to these children, to your wife's brothers. Now that your wife died, they're not a curse to you anymore. So why are you saying Pasum l'chol adayin? I'm supposed to be a dying for you. Omalu. So my Rukfa said back to listen. Oto bekaba vikiro id bakna. Like you think I'm attached to you like a box of wax. In other words, I don't mean to say that I'm posel because I'm a curve to you. I know now that I'm not a curve to you. But the loikamina psina l'chol ladina. You know why I told you that I'm posel to be a dying for you? That I know that you are not going to listen to me. That's why I said I don't want to be dying. Because really, Mikaradin, I know that I'm kosher to be a dying for you. Just I know you, Eli, that you're not going to listen to the dying. So therefore, I said, like, I'm supposed to be a dying for you, because I know you will not listen. Then the Mishnah says, Oyev ze shushvina, that if somebody you love, you can't be a dying for him. And what's called somebody you love? You shushvina, the best man by Yechasna. Mar says the Kama, like how much after the Chasna is he can still considered your best friend that you're possible to be a dayin? Omar Rav Abba, Omar Rav Yirmiya, Omar Rav, Kol Shivas Yimei Mishnah. All 7 days of the Shed of Rochis, you can't be a dayin for your Sheshvina, he can't be for you, for the best man. For Rabbonim Mishmei, the Rav Amri, they both say, Afilu Meyem Rishon V'yelich, no, after the first day of the Chasna, that's it. It's only the day of the Chasna, then it's considered a big Karev. But after the day of the Chasna, then it's not. Rashi says, Botlo Shoshvinus Pekashan Yeid. Then your Kasha to be an aid after the first day of the Chasna. Then the Mishnah says, Hasoina Kosh Ledibur. Somebody that you hate, that you did not talk to him for 3 days, you're apostle to be a dying for him. Tana Rabban, with Ashma this, the Pasuk says, Vuhu Loi Oyev Loi, you did not hate him. That's all the pasuk says. So we dash, and it means yadenu. Then you're allowed to be an aid for him. But mashmi, if you hated him, then you can't be an aid for him. For le mevakesh rosoi, he did not look to be your to be close to you. We dash, and it means yadenu. Then you're allowed to be a dying on mevaket. He did not look to do bad for you. In other words, he was not your enemy. Yadenu. Then we dash, and then you could be a dying for him. The kid said, if he does not hate you, you do not hate him, then you could say Eidus, then he could be a dying. That's the smachta that a sign is possible for these two. So where it says, good Ashkechon, sign, we found somebody that you hate. Oyev minolon, how do we know somebody you love, that also you're possible to be an aid or to be a dying? So where it says, Kari Behoch, we read like this. Hula oyev loy, the loy oyev loy. Possible, he does not hate you. And the same thing we add on, it means, and he did not love you. Such a person could be an aid. But if he has one of these two things, he can't be an aid for you. Yeah, then he could be an aid. Now, the process of Lemavakesh Rosso, he did not look to kill you, to be harmful for you. But also, we add on, Veloy Tevosso, he did not want to do something good for you. He did not love you. Then, you didn't know. Then he could be a dying. So, kids, so we add both things, these two things into the process. So, Maria asks, no. Midi Ayev Ksiv. It doesn't say in the process Ayev. It just says, he did not hate you. Or Mavakesh Ross, he was not looking for your bed. But it does not talk about that he loved you. El the Gemara says, true, but Svaru, that's a Svaru. Oh, yeah, my time of Mishon Demrachik Daitai. What's the reason if he's your enemy? Why he can't be an aider or dying? Because his mind is far away from you. He's going to try and do bad for you. So the svar is, all you have nami is somebody that you love, mekarva daite. He's going to be too close to you, and he'll try and pass him wrong for you. That's what the Tanakhama holds in the Mishnah. But the Rabbonim say not like that. They say no, there's no such psul. What do they do with this posse that's mashma only because they did not hate you or did not want to do bad to you? So I tell you, chad ladayin, that they agree to be a dayin you can't be. They only argue and say to be edus, even though somebody hates you, still he can say edus. He won't lie because of that. But to be a dayin, then the rabbanon agree, because to be a dayin, he has to look after the good for you. Not just to look for the emet, he has to try and find schusim for you. And a person that hates you, it's going to be very hard for him to find schusim for you. So if you're dying, we hold the apostle. Edich, what's the second apostle of Lemavakish? Rosai Kiratanya. Omer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Vula Oyev Loiv Lemavakish Rosai. What does that mean? Mikan, Lishnei Tamid Chachomin. She Soinim Ze Eze. Two Tamid Chachomin that hate one another. Shein Yoshvim Bedin Kechod. They cannot both be Dayonim in the same Bezdin. That's also Malacham. Not only can't a dying paskin for Nidun that he hates, but the two Dayonim themselves, if they have a fight between themselves, they cannot be Dayonim together. That's what we do with this Pasuk. But they're both talking about Dayonim, not about Eidus. So Eidus, the Chum hold, that even a Steiner could be an Eid. Now the Mishnah says, Ketza the Boitkim is Eidim. How do we check out Eidim? He's talking about Badinim Momnis, because Badinim the Foshus, with our Sheva Chakirus, and Sheva Drishois, we'll have later on. We had before that Badinim Momnis, as at the Kodesh Rabbonim, Mishlotino Delos of Melovin, the Rabbanu Masakin, you do not have to have the seven Adrishais and the seven Chakiras. But our Koponim, you have to check them out a little bit. So how do we check out Edim for Dinim Omnis? For money matters. So Ketzad Boitkim is Edim. Hoye Machnisin Oysel Necheder. First they bring them both into a room in the Bezdin, or Maimlin Alayim. And we would scare them. We'll say Psukim to scare them that they shouldn't lie. Then, O Maitzinus Kolod Nechutz, we take everybody outside. And some say it means you take the aid the most of outside, or Meshayorin Esagodl, Shivhen. You only leave the older aid only one at a time. And we take the more Choshiva one first. You take the older aid first into the room with the Dayanama. V'yomulem, we say to him, Emar Heichat Yodei Shezechai. Listen, you're an aid, you're telling me you know Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. So we ask him, how do you know that Reuven owes $1,000? Imam, if he says, Hu Amali, listen, Reuven told me that I owe the money to Shimon. Or else, Ish Pleini Yomali. Somebody else in the street told me that he knows that Reuven owes $1,000, Shu Chayiv Loi, that Reuven owes $1,000. If that's the way you know it, Liyom HaKlum, that's worthless. Because even though Reuven admitted to you, but when he admits out of Bezdin, we'll soon see, not in front of two Edim, and at least he didn't tell them, you should be my Edim, he's only joking around. And especially if somebody else tells you, that's called Edim, P.A., that's not called Edis. You have to know yourself, not through somebody else told you. So that's called lo yomaklum. Ad until sheyomar, that the aid could say b'fonenu hoydoloi shulchayiv lo masayim zuz. Until this aid could say, you know how I know it? Because in front of me and the other aid, this Reuven came and admitted to us that he was moida, that he owes that $100, $200. If he came and moida in front of us, Rashi says hoydoloi shul shneim b'fonenu. That the aid says, you know what happened? This Reuven came in front of me and my friend, and Bataris in front of two Edim, he said to us that I owe $200. That's called good aidus. Then you know. See, that's how you take one aid at a time. Then Then we bring in the second aid. And the same thing about Kenaisa, we check him out. The same way. How do you know? If they both come out saying the same thing, the truth, that in front of both of them, this Reuven came and told him, you should be Edim, that I'm admitting that I owe Reuven $1,000, and that's what happened, then now that the Bezdin has two Edim, Bezdin sits down and checks out the thing, now what's going to be, Shnayim Maimrim Zakai, when the Dayanim Paskin now, two Dayanim say Zakai, right, two of them, Shnei Dayanim Maimrim Zakai, V'yechonai Mechayiv, and one Dayan says Chayiv, Aloch Rezakai, Dinan Mumnis is enough two, three Dayonim. If two say one way, that's it. What about Shnayim Marim Chayiv Yechodoy Mezakeh Chayiv? We go after what the Rav say. What's going to be Echodoy Mechayiv Yechodoy Mezakeh? 50-50. And Afilu Shnayim Mezakeh. Even the case that both the Yonim say that the Reuven is free. Or Shnayim Chayovim. Or two of the Yonim say no, Reuven is Chayiv. Now we have to still come on to the third Dayan. We need three Dayanim. The Yechodoy, the third Dayan says, Eini Yodeya, I do not know. So if he says he does not know, he's like he's not there. Says, so you only have two dayanim, that's no good. You have to have at least three. So the locher is now, yosifu hadayanim. We add on to the dayanim. That's what we do. Rashi says, v'af magav, so you have a pola galayu, have a bota b'mute. This is the chiddush. You have two people saying now that Reuben is chayiv. So really, no matter what the third one would say, we would still go bota these two, because they are saying that he's chayiv. Still the law is that only if the third one says something. But when he says he does not know, the Chiddush is, Rashi says, have a kemish lo yashiv adin. It's like he's not here by the din, he's not a dayan. For him, sadin bishnayim, you only have two dayanim here. And v'yanan plus the bin, we have to have three. This is the Chiddush here, that if one would say something, okay. But if he says he does not know, it's like he's not here, and we have to add on another two dayanim. Yosifu hadayanim. Why two? We'll see later on. Now, gomer et adav, we have to the bezdin paskin, that Reuben is chayiv, or is poto, or is machnis noisom. Then they first bring the Baal HaDvarim in. That is, while they're having their discussion, if he's chayiv or not, the Baal HaDvarim are outside. They're not inside the bezin when they decide themselves. After they made the decision, now they bring them back in. First they hear what they have to say, then they hear the edim, and then they sit down themselves, the bezin, to discuss, to decide if he's chayiv or not. After they come to the maskona, now, they bring back the Baal HaDvarim inside. Hagodah Sheva Dayanim, the oldest one of the Dayanim, Omer, he's the one that represents the Dayanim. He says, Ish Pleini Atazaka, you Reuven, your Potter. Ish Pleini Atachayiv, or else you Reuven, your Chayiv. Now, Uminayin, how do I know? Like a Sheyetzai, when the Dayanim leave the Bezdin, Lo Yomer, one Dayan should not say to Reuven, you should know, really, Ani Mazaka, I really held that you were Potter. But just v'chaverim v'chayovim, you came out with a p'sak that yichayiv, it was the other two dayonim that said yichayiv. So the dayan does not want to say this. And as if to say, avo ma esther, what can I do, shechaveri rabbi olai, that the other two were a majority over me. You should not say this. Because al zeh nemar, this the pasuk says, l'sevach rochav yamecha, don't go around saying loshon hara. V'yem, another pasuk says, h'lech rochav megalasoid, you go around, be megalasoid, this is called the soid, you're not supposed to say this over. The Besdin just says, you're chayiv, you're potter. It's none of your business which dayan says chayiv, which dayan says potter. It's us of the dayanim themselves to repeat this over. This the dayanim should not say. Now the Gemara says, heichi yamrilu. The Mishnah says, we scare the Yadim. What do we say to them? How do we scare them? Omer Rav Yehuda, hochi yamrilu. This is what we say to them. We say the postik in Mishnah that says, nesiyim veruach v'geshem oyin, that there's no rain coming down and wind. Ish mischalel, but mata sheker. You know why? Because people say sheker, that causes that there won't be rain, like there'll be a famine, there'll be a hunger. So that should scare the edim. If they're going to say false, they'll bring a famine, there'll be no rain. Omele Rabba says, no, that doesn't scare the edim. Yochel Omeima, the edim could still say, listen, Sheb Shoni Heavy Kafni, for 7 years there was a famine, but the Avoba Umna Lecholof, on the rich people, it didn't affect. Like if you have a room and you have a business, it didn't affect you. So if these Edim are rich, what do they care if there'll be a hunger? They still have food. That doesn't scare them. Elo Raz Amar Rav also like this. Armin Lo say like this. The another pasuk says, Meipetz v'chera v'cheitz shonun ish oyna b'reyu eit shoker. That a person that says eight sheker, full sadist, he's going to bring cherev, the sword. Now you'll be killed because of that. That should scare him. Oma, what? Another type of a sword, another type of weapon. Yeah. Spear, maybe. Ravashi said back to him, Yochlul Meimano, that's also no good. Because the Edom really could answer back and say, Shev Shoni Hevi Musna, there was a plague in their city for 7 years, but the Inish B'loi Shni Yoloi Shachiv, just because of the plague there, but people did not die before the time. In other words, if it's Bashet, I'll die. But if it's not Pashat Adai, I'm not going to die, I'm not afraid. That also will not scare the Dayanim. The Yadim. That's not enough of a pot, that's not a scary pot to tell them.
Yeah. Weiter.
El Rad Omar Ravashi. Omali says like this. Nosin Elam Rashi Amali Nosin Bar Mazutri. That Amrinu Lu, this is the way we say to the Eidim. Amrinu Lu Sade Shakri. Eidim that say false Eidis Agrayo Zili. Even in the eyes of their Agra, the one that pays that check, their boss, they also become zil. That scares them. That even your boss will start to be mavazah, will not like you, like he'll fire you. If your boss will hear that you say Eidis Sheker, he'll fire you. That will scare them. So the pasuk says, "V'yashivu shonim anoshim ubnei bliyal negdav yedu la'amor virchas Elohim umelech." That they cursed the Shem and the Melech. Makopar says, "Bnei bliyal." The mashma that scared them. Rashi says, "Gabe nevois ha'Yisraeli k'siv sheyoytzei Melech ha'yoytzim l'soichrim v'kerem meisim bnei bliyal." That the ones that hired them, they themselves called them bnei bliyal. That scares them the most. So you have to tell them if you're going to lie, like you lose your job, the people that hire you will get rid of you. But then it says in the Mishnah, Im Omar Hu, Omar Li, if he says that the person told me, that means nothing. What's called good Eidus? That if each Eid says that in front of me and my friend, in front of us two Eidim, Reuven admitted that he owed the money. That's called Hoidor, that they could say this on. Gemara says, "Mishayla Rabbi Yehuda." There's a proof for Rabbi Yehuda. The Om Rabbi Yehuda Marav Sorach Sheyomer Atem Eidai. That what's called the real Hoidor. If Reuven first says, "I want you two to be my Eidim," that what? That I'm going to tell you now that I really owe Shimon $100. That's called Hoidor. You have to first say Atem Eidai. But if Reuven does not tell the two Eidim, "I want you to be Eidim," just Reuven tells somebody that I owe somebody money, that means nothing. And it manam, we learn like this also. Om Rabbi Chiyav Arab, Om Rabbi Yechanan. That, in print, the same thing over again. Okum Matani Nami Hochi. That, Mona Li Biyotcha. If I say, a Reuven goes to Shimon and says, "Shimon, you owe me $100. Om Aloy Hain. And Shimon says, "Yes, I admit I owe you $100. Lamacha Romala Tinuli. Then tomorrow, Reuven goes to Shimon and says, "Listen, you admitted yesterday, now pay it up." Om Aloy. Shimon says back, "No, Mishata Nibach, I was joking around with you yesterday. I didn't really mean it. I just wanted to get rid of you." Halacha is Pata. Shimon is Pata. That is not considered a good Hoidor. He has a right to say, "I was joking." For Lo Yoyed, not only in this case, El Afilo Hichmin Lo Yedim Achuri Agedir, even if Shimon hid to Eidim behind the fence. The Omaloy. And now, Shimon goes through it and says, "Monali Biyotcha, listen. You, Reuven, you owe me $100. Omalehain, and Reuven says yes. And the two Eidim behind the fence hears it. And now Shimon tells Reuven, "Ritzoncha shetoyd lefnei ploni yeploni? Do you want to admit in front of two Eidim also that you owe me the money?" Omaloi, so Reuven says back, "No, misiyarani. That I'm afraid of. Shema techfenu l'din. Maybe you'll pull me to din. So I do not mean, I don't want to admit in front of two Eidim. I'm only telling you privately that I admit to you. Lamacha tomorrow, Omaloi, Shimon comes back to Reuven and says, "Listen, Tenisuli, give me the money that you said yesterday you owe me." Omaloi, now Reuven wakes up and says, "No, Mishata Nibach, I was joking with you yesterday. I don't really owe you the money. I was just joking with you." Lamacha Taker is Pata. That Reuven is Pata. Even though they raised him behind the fence, but since Shimon, Reuven did not say, "I'm admitting in front of you to Edim," Reuven did not say, "You should be my Tuedim," that's not considered a Hoidor. He has the right to say, "Meshat Anibach, I was just joking with you." Now, the Ein Toinim Lemesis. But you should know, for a Mesis, somebody that tells other people to be able to avoid a Zara, Bezin does not tie of him, Meshat, that he was joking. So, here's the question, Mesis Man Lechashmei, who's talking about a Mesis here? We're talking about Dinim Omnis. What does that do with a Mesis? Somebody that tells other people to be able to avoid a Zara. Gemara says, true, but chasurim nechsevakatoni. Something is missing here, and this is where we should learn. Im loy toyin, ain't toyin loy. By regular case of dinam omnis, if Reuven did not taina that mishata nibach, im loy toyin, ain't toyin loy. We don't taina him. If by momnis, that Shimon says, "Listen, yesterday you admitted you owe me the money, pay me up," and Reuven does not say, "I was joking," so okay, then we say he was moedi, he has to pay. But if a din in the fashas, in the case of din in the fashas, even if Reuven admitted that I killed somebody, afagav the loy turn, even though he does not say today, "I was just joking yesterday," telling the loy, Bezin themselves say back, "No, that Reuven said yesterday he killed Shimon, he was only joking." Because the din in the fashas is batzilu, we always strive and save him. But as a klal, you should know the yain toyanim lemesis. But if you have a mesis, somebody's being telling people to go to the avodah zarah, we don't try and save him. Tomorrow, why? My shina mesis. Why is mesis different? I'm Rabbi Chama bar Chanina. Me pirkad Rabbi Chia bar Abba Shmuley. I learned this from pirkad Rabbi Chia. Shani mesis. Mesis is different. The Rachmon Amar. The Torah says clearly, leisachmov leisachasalov. Don't have any pity. Don't cover up for him. A mesis, if you can get him and kill him. Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman. Amar Rabbi Yenisin. Minan, how do we know this? Shein toinim lemesis. We don't try and help out a mesis. Minochesh hakadmoni. I learned that from the first nochesh. The Yomri of Simlois, Noi says, really, Harbet Tainas Hedel Nochesh, Litain. Really, even though the Nochesh caused Chavet Eat from Eitzadat to give it to Adam, but I call upon him, really, the Nochesh could have answered back. He wasn't too much to blame. But still, Voloi Toin, we do not Taina for him. And the reason is why, if Neymali Toin La Kosh Bochu, how come the Kosh Bochu did not Taina for the Nochesh? But if he's Loi Toin, who? Because he did not Taina. And see, because he was a Mesis. So he learned out that from Mesis, we do not try and help out a Mesis. Zemora says, yeah, my heavenly Lameima, what could have the Nochesh said? Zemora says, really, he could have said back, what do you want from me? Divri Rav, Divri Talmud, Divri Mishaimim. Divri Rav Shaimim. Like, true, I told the Nochesh, I told Chava, teach from the Eitz Hadas. But still, who is she supposed to listen to? She's supposed to listen to you, Hashem, not to me. What are you blaming me for? She shouldn't have listened to me. So really, the Nochesh had to answer back. But he didn't answer, so Hashem did not answer for him. How do you know if you add on extra words, you make something worse? Shinem the Apostle says, Emer Elohim, Emer Elohim, that the Nochesh said, he said to Chava, Emer Elohim, Le Soichel Yemenu, Le Sigaboy. That she said, no, Chava said, that's the Nochesh, Hashem said, we should not eat, and we should not touch. And really Hashem did not say that they should not touch Yei Chadat. The Chava added it. And because Chava added it, that's how the Nochesh got back and said, listen, the same way touching will not harm you, the same way if you do will also not harm you. So if I actually added the extra words, that was Megareya. From Mishashim Mihocha, Mishashim learn from here. From Mishashim Mihocha, Amosayim V'chati Orkoi. Amosayim means two Amos. It's because of the extra Aleph that only means two. Without the extra, without the first Aleph, it would have said Mosayim means 200. So because she added on an Aleph, that's Megareya, that makes it mean less. Vaita Ravashi Yoma or Sisi Asor Esra Urias Ashtay Esra Urias Ashtay Esra is 11. And without the ayin, it would have been Shtay Esra 12. So because of the extra ayin, you're Megareya. So the limit is that if you're Moisif, you're Megareya. Omra Baya Loishonuela the Yom Mashatani Boch. That's what we say, that Reuben has a right to answer back. I was joking. If he says I was joking, then we believe him. Even though it's true, yesterday he admitted that he owes $100, but today he says, you know what, I was just joking with you yesterday, we believe him. Avalon, but let's say he says, Avalon, Malo Yehalehoi Dvar Megelam, that these things never took place, then the locker is Huchsa Kafran. Then we do not believe him, he's Huchsa Kafran. All right, turn over.